Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Now we're in a transition a little bit. Mullion Hall, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We, of course, broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Want to thank them for their contribution. Thanks to Connor O'Donnell, who got us on to Twitch this morning eventually, and we are delighted to be broadcasting here. And thanks to everyone for calling and texting and emailing.
Also, thank you for listening on this Friday, May 3rd.
Thanks to our executive producer. He is Dustin William Rhodes.
Hoo-ha!
You get a good hoo-ha. Like a strikeout king. And thank you, Brandon Fryer, for your great work.
For all my Greek brothers and sisters, Christos Anesti, Alathos Anesti.
Happy Easter to all of our Greek brothers and sisters, including the Thessalopoulos boys, John and Bobby, and Father Pete, and everybody connected to them.
And not just our Greek friends, all of our friends that observe Orthodoxy.
Thank you.
I was reminded of that from an Assyrian friend of mine.
Good reminder.
Eastern Orthodoxy, yes.
That is the great Lawrence Hall. And he's here with Dan Bernstein.
Take that up with the office.
It's very important. He was right.
Yeah.
How you guys doing?
Okay. Usually you're all excited about the Derby. Do you have a win play show for us?
Yes. We're going the 2-4-17. Mm-hmm. We're doing a dollar try box. $6 bet should get you paid, provided Eddie O's 4 comes in.
So, okay.
That's David, you got to ask him. You got to ask them our extra point question.
Oh, what was the extra point question?
That would
question?
Be very good.
Mm. That was David's.
Oh no, this is this is total Dustin instigation.
No, well,
no.
Oh, you can see it.
It was David's instigation.
I'm wearing it. I want to get the exact question right because I feel like I was misrepresented.
Oh,
I have it for you if you want.
Is the Kentucky Derby the most overrated sporting event on the calendar, or is that blasphemous to suggest? If not, what is? And do you have a top three?
Top three overrated?
Overrated by whom?
By
apparently myself and Dustin.
Who else, Dan? I want your opinion on that question. That's the whole idea.
I need to know who's doing the rating.
Radio.
I need to know who's doing the rating.
You are.
Well, then,
because
then
your
opinion
will trigger somebody.
If it's my
somebody.
Opinion, it's properly rated.
Okay. Well,
see, I saw your the question. Opinion. Neil Milbert wrote a story about the way Churchill Downs closed down Arlington Park, and then the Bears bought it and they felled it. And I thought that's where we were going, but it turns out David then said,
"Listen,
I was just giving
it's
dust
your out. Opinion on what is overrated based on the public's fascination with something you don't think is worth it."
Well, but if you're talking about rated. If you tell me someone or something has
you're taking
rated
the fun
something,
out of the question, Dan, it's not that complicated.
Allow me to redirect. What do you think of the Kentucky Derby, Dan?
Sometimes I watch it, sometimes I don't.
Okay,
there you go.
Lawrence, would you agree that saying overrated kind of implies you know what I'm talking about here?
David, I completely understand. My partner is a little bit more literal than most, okay. So he needs things asked in a more direct way.
So I
think that the Kentucky Derby is overrated, but the caveat that I'll give is I have never been to it. Yeah. And people have said that when you go to it, it's a different feel. But that also makes me a little bit uncomfortable because it harkens to a history in our country that makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, I get that too.
So the have and the have-nots and the parading. But I am willing to, and I have a bunch of good friends in Louisville, colleagues too. Shout out to our friend Rick Bozich, who's a big White Sox fan in Louisville.
Good columnist.
I've been to Churchill Downs, just not during the Derby.
Yeah.
So I'd be willing to give it a chance.
What do they call it? The Party 500, right?
Yeah. And the infield, and like that's supposed to be a thing.
Derby, and what's the other one? The Indy 500 and Mardi Gras? Is that the third one? I'm
not sure.
I don't know.
Don't know.
But there's a Party 500.
Yeah,
I do think the races themselves are exciting, and I think that the broadcast partners of the Triple Crown do a really good job of, okay, we get it. You're new here. You don't follow this all the time, but let me tell you why these next 2 minutes are going to be super exciting. I'm down with that. When I was a sports anchor at Channel 5, like I did weekends, so I would get a lot of this type of stuff. Like we'd be delayed or whatever. And I really enjoy like the anticipation of it. But, you know, there's some imagery that's with the Kentucky Derby that is a little cringeworthy.
Have you ever read the lyrics to My Old Kentucky Home? I believe the second verse refers to slavery.
Didn't they have to strike that from?
I think they had to take it out of the broadcast.
They have to pretend that wasn't a thing.
Yeah. And the great thing is one of the reasons why I like Louisville as a city is that the city itself does not run away from its history. And there's a lot of great landmarks as you walk around and you can learn. Like, that I don't mind. Like, I don't mind us, like, actually attacking our history to try to learn from it.
Oh, yeah. There's no – Louisville's great. That had the question had nothing to do with a lot of those things. It's just the Derby, to me, is not something I ever really do anything except for manufacture interest in.
Did you go? You covered it?
No. See, that's the thing. I was fortunate to have a job where we had a lot of flexibility. I could have covered the Derby. I was asked to cover the Derby a couple of years, the Masters a couple of years, and neither one of them really screamed to me, go. It was always like, yeah, I'll do something else.
David hates the South.
I don't hate the South. Well, I don't hate the South.
That's not an unreasonable position.
Those are things that don't necessarily just appeal to me as a sports fan or journalist.
I never really got into like the Masters the way that other people do too. Some similar stuff, but having friends who win the lottery and then them telling you about like playing the course.
Yeah, I get it. I mean,
that's pretty awesome.
Everyone's got their own specific tastes or different tastes, and I just. They both strike me as very elitist things.
As they should, because they are.
Yeah.
Derby is very...
A little cringy.
There's a lot of poor people at the Derby, so you know.
Yes, but...
The infield, if you're up in the stands and you're a horse owner
but the the celebratory nature of it is more opulent. Like, it is supposed to be opulent. That's what the hats are about, and that's what all the dressing up is.
Right,
It is a celebration of wealth and status.
We went in sweatshirts and jeans.
Well, and also the very nature of horse racing itself, the sport of kings and the idea of breeding, dominating. I loved the track as a kid.
I'm just saying it's
But it always made me uncomfortable. It always made me uncomfortable with getting out the whip and all that
stuff. You're naming all the imagery things that I was talking about.
Yeah.
No, like, how are you going to handle this glorious day of pre-Derby excitement? I believe it's the Oaks today.
Well, the most important thing that is happening around the city, by the way, the lilacs are starting to bloom. This weekend, I think we're going to have peak lilac. Stop and smell the flowers. Take your time.
They'd if you're say stop and smell the roses, April, not the lilacs.
I'm saying you never, April, but it's the whole city April is just perfumed.
You can also tiptoe through the tulips.
But you only get a couple of days of this, but you never know.
Savor when them.
Yes.
Roses
yeah,
really smell
I
did like boo-boo.
I walked to the train this morning. I stopped roses three times really smell like to get fresh. Just enjoy it because it only lasts for a couple of days. It's
May's
fleeting. We are going to be talking with Joe Ostrowski, as we always do, and to get his thoughts on the Wagertainment weekend.
He's Mr. Derby.
He is Mr. Derby.
You better believe it.
And I will say this. I followed Joe's lead last year on the Derby and won big.
Yes.
No, and he did.
Josh Nelson of Zags Meheen is going to be in studio at 11. We've got some Cubs talk, plenty of Bears stuff, taking you right up to Cubs pregame.
Have a great show.
All right, guys.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.